Hello. Oh, I'm just kidding. I saw a meme earlier and it made me think of the song. Well, it was about the song. And so that's why I'm listening to it. Also, I'm driving to a liquor store because I'm going to get a bottle of tequila because I'm playing games today with on the server, on my Discord server. We're having a Jackbox night and drinks, respectively, all of us. The angel from my nightmare, the shadow in the background of the morgue, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if we want, where you can always find me. And we'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in this night we'll wish this never ends. I may be the only person from my generation who does not care for The Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, I don't care about The Nightmare Before Christmas. I could go the rest of my life without watching it, and I would be completely fine. Why are you waving at me? Where are you? And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody and always. This sick, strange darkness comes creeping on, so haunting every time. And as I stared, I counted webs from all the spiders, catching things and eating their insides. Like indecision to call you and hear your voice of treason. Will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain tonight. You're already the voice inside my head. But if you sing it like Tom DeLonge, you have to sing, you're already the voice inside my head. That's how he sings it. Anyway, how is everyone? It's the end of August, and we're just out here trying not to die. I'm just kidding. I don't know. You're already the voice inside my head. I've had this song stuck in my head like all week. Why is this song so fucking good? I remember every kid that's like my age who learned how to play the guitar or the bass knows this song. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the mist is coming from my eyes, saying, leave it alone. Do 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 do. Have you guys ever heard the cover that, I think his name is Ben, the Uncle of Soul is what he calls himself. Are you going straight, sir, or are you turning? Oh my god. Okay, I guess not. This fucking idiot, what are you doing standing there? You know what I fucking loathe? When you have to wait for the person in the other, like, on the other side of the street, you can't turn unless, like, they're going straight or whatever, and, like, the person doesn't have their blinker on, but they're turning. Like, please, for all means, just fuck me in the ass while you stand there in your fucking Corolla. By all means. I'm gonna sell it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. Oh yeah, the Ben cover. Let's see if I can find it. Oh no! Far from this opera forevermore, I'm gonna work the straw. Make the sweat drip out of every pore. And I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding and I'm bleeding right before the Lord. All the world are gonna bleed from me and I will speak no more. What are you doing? Let's see if I can find it. Here it is. Wait. Where is it? Here it is. I love this version of the song.
A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
Oh no.
Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. Message coming from my eyes, say leave it alone. Say leave it alone.
Oh my God, go for God's sake.
Oh, leave it alone. Don't wanna hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch you coming back my way, I'm gonna sell it to you. And that ain't what you wanna hear, but that's what I'll do.
This guy in the car next to me is staring at me, and I can feel it. And, yep, I just looked over and I met his eyesight. Fantastic. What's going on recently? I finished Mindhunter. That was fun. I got a new microphone. Fantastic. I can't go. Oh my God, can I go? This, I can't turn. Oh no. Okay. I think that lane was for turning, was it? No, it wasn't. Okay, I'm good. I'm good, I'm good. Because if I'm not good, then I broke the law. Because if it's, I just fucked up. Like if I didn't, I wasn't able to turn there, like I just broke the law straight up. My boyfriend is, did the music for Dreams from Fleetwood Mac, and, asked me to do the vocals for it as, like, a project for us to work on, because my boyfriend, Al, works in, he does, like, music and, like, podcast producing professionally, like, that's his job, and, actually, I've talked about this a lot, but, like, I'm very proud of him because he's working with, like, an artist that I absolutely, like, love. Like, they fucking, like, Grammy-nominated, you know, like, winning artist he's working with. And I'm hella proud of him. Anyway, the point is, my boyfriend did the music for Fleetwood Mac. He, like, got them. He started working on the music. And then he told me, like, do you want to do a cover? And I was like, not really. Because I'm very self-conscious about my voice. Like, I don't have, like... I feel like my voice is okay. I'm not that good. And so I was like, I guess, you know, like, whatever. And I recorded the vocals for it yesterday. Shit, can I park here? Yeah, I can. I recorded the vocals for it yesterday, and it was a mess, and I was very sad about it. But he thinks it sounds great, so I guess that's fine. I don't know. I just, like, am I the only person who gets, like, really insecure about, like, their singing? I get really, really insecure about singing and stuff, so... I don't know. What the hell? What is this? Ew. All right, I need to get out of my car really quick and go inside and buy the stuff, so I'll be right back. Oh my god, we've returned, guys. The guy next to me is looking at me like I'm fucking stupid. Anyway. Know where I'm going. This is a new Brockhampton. Do any of you guys listen to The National? If these people would just let me pull out, that would be fucking great. You know, 10 out of 10 would recommend. Is there anybody behind me? No, there's not. Great. I'll find it. I'm sure I'll find it. I'm sure. So, what else? Has anybody been watching Euphoria? I want to watch that because I heard it's pretty good, but I don't know if I should. Because, like, I remember when I watched, like, the trailer for it, I felt like it looked really like Skins. And I'm, like, in my 30s. I can't be out here watching Skins. I mean, obviously, I watched Skins when I was, like, 18 or something. But... it looks kind of Skin-ish, and, like, I feel like, I mean, it wouldn't be on HBO if it was, like, Skins, but I wasn't sure, but I heard that it's pretty good. The only reason I want to watch it, honestly, is because I've seen, like, the makeup looks on the show are fucking great, and I have a vagina, in case you guys didn't know, so I like makeup. I'm sure I'll find it. I have to. So somebody on here on Reddit was fighting with me over the tags on my audios. So, like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but since I started posting, my audios always have the tag, like, come in my pussy or come for me. And somebody, like, went through two of my audios and, like, wrote, like, oh, doesn't include cream pie, like, implied. And I was like, dude, first of all, I understand that, like, you're trying to figure out what you like or whatever. You know, like, you're trying to get the tags appropriate or get me to do them, tag them appropriately because, like, according to what you like. I feel like the title says everything. Like, the audio in question was one about nurse. Like, if you don't want a nurse to suck you off, if you've never had a fantasy about that, then maybe you shouldn't listen to the audio. You know, like, really important plot lines that I feel like are, like, kinks. You know, like, if it has anal in it or there's, like, cum eating and, you know, like, just shit like that. But, like, this person was just, like, oh, come in my pussy tag implied but is not. And I was, like, bro, like, first of all, GWA is free. Like, it's a free audio. Like, this is something that the girls on GWA decide to share on GWA because, like, we enjoy doing it, right? Like, of course, I know that I do Patreon as well. Like, I do audios on Patreon and I do custom audios and shit. But, like, the stuff that I do on Patreon is completely separate from what I do on GWA. Because I have two different tiers on my Patreon. One that's, I'm not trying to, like, advertise myself, but I'm trying to explain. Like, I have one tier that's for Patreon exclusives, which are, like, audios that will not make their way over to Reddit. And then I have, a tier for just, I forgot to get a Red Bull. Shit. I have one that's for audio exclusives. I mean, Patreon exclusives. And then I have one that's just for, like, early access. All of the early access stuff makes its way over to Reddit. So, like, you're not paying for the audio. You're paying to, like, hear it before it even launches or even comes on Reddit, you know? And so, like, this person is, like, complaining about me, like, adding one tag that was unnecessary on this, like, free audio porn that they're listening to on the internet that I decided to post, you know? Like, it's just, like, so annoying. And, like, the things that people complain about, like, there's other things that are happening, you know? Like, there was a mass shooting today in Texas, you know? Like, and the one thing that you decide to the commentary that you decided to contribute on the internet is about a fucking audio porn tag. Like, are you kidding me? And so, like, he commented it, and I wrote back, and I was like, if you guys go through my comments, like, my comment history on here, you guys will find the comment that I'm talking about. Because I commented back, I was like, wow, are you going to give me a tag? I mean, are you going to give me a ticket, audio tag police? And then he wrote back and was like, clearly nobody's taking me serious. And I was like, why do you want us to take you serious if you're clowning? Like, I just couldn't even, like, I couldn't, understand, like, there's people that really, like, just be out here complaining about anything, you know? Why are you flashing your light at me? I'm not going over the... Oh, I am. Never mind. I was going 2 miles over the speed limit. Someone call the FBI! I really liked Mindhunter, this season of Mindhunter, because I was really excited about the Atlanta murders. That sounds bad. But, like, them covering the Atlanta murders and also, like, the Houston... I came to vote here. This is where I come to vote. Also the Houston shooting... Not shooting, I'm sorry. The Houston murders. I was also, like, I like to read about serial killers and stuff. So I was really intrigued to see how they covered those. And I thought they did great. My boyfriend didn't like it. He said that he thought the first season was better. I thought this season was a lot better because I felt like, obviously, they went into, like, enforcing the the profiles that they've picked up or, like, featured, like, how do you say it? Like, the shit that they picked up from the other murders, they were able to, apply in this. Oh, this is the same street that was on the other side. They could apply to this season. So I thought that was cool. I totally did not see coming Bill Tench's like home stuff happening. That was a lot for me. his son and his wife are obnoxious, and they left him, and I'm sorry for Bill Tench. But he should have seen it coming. I mean, like, he was so busy and stuff, you know, whatever. Holden Ford, I can't believe he didn't get the suck from Tanya, the super pretty fucking I don't know what it's called. What is she called? The people that check in, concierge? Is it concierge? I don't know. The New Brockhampton album is alright. I thought that it's not as good as Saturation 3. I thought Iridescence was pretty good too, so I feel like I expected more. My little brother's going to go see them. He posted about it on Twitter. He was like, I got my tics, and I was like, take me with you! Sorry if that was loud. Yeah, I told him to take me with him. He hasn't responded. And my family is Mexican, and my dad the other day was like, he's so dumb. Like, I was talking to my dad on the phone. He was like, both your brothers, like, cause I have two brothers. One of my brothers is dating a Puerto Rican girl, and the other brother of mine is dating an African American girl. And my dad was saying, like, how he was just like, oops, he was making jokes, but he was like, oh, your brothers are never going to take their children to Mexico because they're not dating Mexicans. And I was like, Dad, a lot of people like to go to Mexico. Like, my boyfriend is white, and he, like, is obsessed with Mexico. Like he's obsessed with Mexican food. Like, he's a sweetheart because he has never had pinto beans. Like, he's had, like, refried beans, but he didn't know what frijoles charros were. And I was telling him about frijoles charros. I was like, have you ever had frijoles charros? He's like, no. I'm like, well, it's like beans, like, in their, like, juice and their stew or whatever. But, like, they put, like, franks and, like, jalapeno and, like, tomato and onion and, like, bacon and, like, chorizo in it. And they were like, oh, he was like, oh, that sounds so fucking good. Why is there so many cars parked outside the school? He's like, that sounds really, really good. I've never had that before. And then he told me, like, can you send me a recipe? And I was like, you're going to make it? He was like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So I sent him the recipe for it. And then he made them. And I thought he wasn't going to like them. And he loved them. Like, he's made them, like, two or three times in the last 2 weeks. Like, he's obsessed. Oh, no. Is that what it is? Oh, I see. ¿Qué pedo? ¿Por qué tanta gente? I'm literally pulling into this gas station just to get like two. I'm literally just getting two Red Bulls. And if it weren't on TV, you wouldn't have ever seen. Fuck God, I'm a dog backwards. Backwards, I don't smoke backwards. Why you saying, why you praying for forgiveness? When you wanna get money, get them riches. Like, why you saying, why you praying for forgiveness? Whole lot of shit and some bitches. Oh no. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna bring you guys with me. Hi.
Anything else?
That's it.
10:37. Thank you.
Can I have a receipt?
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. What the fuck is this dude doing? Oh my god. There's like mad cops everywhere. What the fuck? What the fuck is happening right now? There's like a carnival or something, and there's like mad traffic. Like, but people are rude. Like, they keep beeping at each other. Oh, you guys fell into my bra. Oh, you guys are upside down. This song reminds me of Run the Bells. Run the Jewels, sorry. Run the Bells? What the hell? Because I'm thinking of Sleigh Bells. Is it this one? No.
You might want to record the way you finna look at history being made. This motherfucker put a mirror on the goddamn screen. Let's go, LP. Hell, hell. What we gonna do?
Oh, is this what it reminds me of? It sounds nothing like it, like whatsoever.
I'm up at midnight.
That's not the song.
God, I'm the day like a wild person.
I still remember where I went. The bottom.
I don't know why it reminds me of that. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So my boyfriend never had, like, frijoles charros, and he... Can you guys believe it's been, like, I keep, like, jumping subjects over and over. And so he made frijoles charros from scratch, and he, like, loved them. What's that lady waiting for? She's waiting for the fucking teller. That guy was rude. Anyway, he made them and he loved them. And then yesterday I was telling him about pozole. I don't know if you guys know what pozole is. Pozole is the word for hominy in Spanish, but it's also a plate that they make with, like, chile rojo. And so I was telling him about pozole. And he was like, that sounds really good. He's like, can I make that? And I was like, you probably could. And he's like, give me the instruction, give me the recipe. And I was like, are you kidding me? So, like, that's what I was telling my dad. Like just because somebody doesn't belong to, like, the same ethnic group as you doesn't mean that, like, they're not gonna embrace your culture, you know? So, like... Because, and then I remember when I was younger, like, My dad, just funny, because my boyfriend's white, but my dad always used to say, like, oh, you're gonna, because I was into, he used to say, I like white boys. He's like, you like white boys. And I was like, stop, don't say that. And then, when I got older, dude, the fucking parking, seriously. No mames. By all means, just go as slow as you fucking can. It's not like I'm waiting a fucking turn here, you fucking moron. Oh my god, dude. Oh yeah, my dad would be like, oh, you like white boys, and I'd be like, don't say that. And it wasn't because, like, I didn't like white boys. I just didn't like him giving me shit for, like, liking what I liked or the people that I liked. And then, like, I went on to have, like, really relationships with, like, Mexican guys. Like, my ex-fiance was Mexican-American. He was more American than a Mexican because he didn't speak Spanish. And, he was Mexican. He had a Mexican last name, you know, like a Hispanic, Hispano last name, but, like, he didn't speak Spanish. And so, like, I was telling my dad, like, just because your kids, you know, like, your daughter is dating a white, a Caucasian guy, an Italian, Irish guy, and your son is dating an African American, and your other son is, like, getting married to a Puerto Ricana, like, a Boricua, doesn't mean that you, like, your culture is not going to carry on. And then I was telling my dad, too, like, dude, like, you have two sons. Like, you're going to carry on that last name. Like, you shouldn't even be bummed out. There's people who, like, have daughters, and then their last name doesn't get carried on, you know? Like, and so he was just like, no, I know, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking around. But, like, he was just, I don't know. My dad's dumb. You guys want to know something? When I was young, there was this man who lived on my street who, like he didn't, he like would harass me sexually. Like, he would always, like, hit on me. It was really weird. And, like, I thought it was super creepy. And there was this kid, he used to get off the bus with me when I was in high school. And he used to, like, always walk me home. Like, because he knew the man was, like, hella weird. So he would walk me home all the time. And I remember, like, I used to think, like, it was my imagination. And this dude who used to walk me home was like, nah, dude, it's not your imagination. Like, guys, man, that man's, like, fucking weird. And then I remember one time I was outside at my mom's house washing her car for her. This was when I was in high school. I was, like, maybe 15, 16 years old. And this dude, like, walked up, like, came up to my mom's driveway and, like, put his car in park and got out. And my mom was in the driveway, and she, like, was like, what the fuck? And, like, he came up to my mom and told her, like, I'll give you, like, $20 if you let your daughter wash my car. And my mom was like, what? What the fuck, you know? And then the dude was like, yeah, like, I'll pay you, and I'll stay in the car, though, but, like, she can wash my car for me. And my mom was like, no. And the guy, like, she told him to leave, and then she told me, like, I'm gonna call the cops on him. And then I told her, like, yeah, he's always been creepy. And she's like, what do you mean? And then I told her that, like, he was, like, always mad, like, hitting on me and stuff. And she was mortified. She was like, how come you never told me? I was like, I don't know. I didn't think it was important because I was a fucking kid and I was an idiot. And, yeah, that's the tea, sis. Just kidding. And then, I'm very excited. Lizzie McGuire is coming back, and Disney Plus is gonna be fucking sick. I feel like people are gonna, like, and, like, the two people that listen to this, like, ramble are gonna be like, what the fuck is she talking about? I don't know if I've talked about this on Reddit, because I know I've talked about it in, like, my rambles on Patreon, but I don't think I have on Reddit, about, like, how I'm doing with my grandma dying, like, my grandma having passed away has been super hard. Like, just the hardest thing that, like, I've ever... It's just, like, the hardest thing that I've ever gone through in my life. By far. And I'm still, like... There's moments that I, like, catch myself. Like, I'll wake up in the morning and I'm like, I wonder if she's okay right now. And then I remember that she's dead. Like, the other day, I was going through my Snapchat, like, my saved memories on Snapchat. I don't use Snapchat anymore, but I used to for a little bit. And there's, like, a picture of her in there. And, like, I remember thinking, like, oh, she's so cute. And then I remember that she's not here anymore. And then it just, like, made me super emotional. So it still catches me sometimes. This is not, I'm not going to start crying. It still catches me sometimes that, like, she's not around anymore. But my grandmother, like, raised... My grandma, the thing about her was, like, she wasn't hard and she wasn't stern. She was never, like, strict. She was never strict with us. Like, was always super loving. We knew what we could and we couldn't do around her, but, like, she was never, like, that grandmother who was scary, you know? And despite not being a hard ass and, like, you know, not being rough on us, like, she raised us, like, my mom and, like, her grandkids to be strong and to, like, be so proud of, like, being who we were, like. And so it sucks that, like, everything that she taught us prepared us for her dying. It prepared us to live a life without her, which feels like shit because I never fathom living a life without my grandma. Even now, like, there's times that I, like, get emotional and I'm like, I can't live my life without her. But then I remember that it's been a month. It's like I've already done it for a month, you know, like. But I still haven't, like, processed it. And I know my mom hasn't either. And so I know that we've both been in, like, this really weird place. And it sucks because, like, my mom and I have been through a lot. But her passing has, like, brought us together. It's brought us a lot closer. And, yeah, that's where I am with my grandma, and I'm very proud of her, and I love her so much, and I'm probably going to get a tattoo of my abuelita. I don't know what I want to get. Like, I have a picture of her that I love, and I kind of want to get, like, an outline of her because I'm not, like, for portraits. But, yeah, I want to... I'll probably get, like, on the side of my stomach because I have a tattoo, like, on the side of my chest, like, underneath my like, armpit, like, where my bra strap is. I have a kind of a big piece right there. And it's kind of like a portrait. It's like a traditional... Not a portrait, it's like an old, like, mythological creature. I have it tattooed on me, but she, I was thinking about, like, getting it right below that, or, like, even getting it, like, on my thigh, and, I don't know, yeah, I have to think about it, but I want to get something for my grandma. You guys want to know something crazy? My grandmothers are both named the same, they have the same name, and they were both born the same day. So they have the same birthday and the same name. And, both my grandmas had just, like, such an influence over me in my life. And I'm so grateful for them. And I know that I didn't have all four of my grandparents, but I'm so grateful that I feel like people have all four of their grandparents, and then, like, they're just, like, your grandparents. Like, you know them vaguely, but, like, you know, it's whatever. For me, it wasn't like that, because, like, I had my grandma, and I, and, like, that's the way that I think about it. Like, I didn't have all four of my grandparents, but, like, I had my grandma, and I'm grateful for that, because it got me to, like, get to know my grandma better. Like, I got to talk to my grandma about getting married, you know, like, her marriage to my grandpa, and, like, what a hard-ass he was, and, you know, just... Everything that she did for her family. Everything she did for her family. And the part that kills me is, like, I don't know where she is. It's like, I don't know where she is. I wish I did, but I don't. But I hope she's okay. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. I'm going to have sushi tomorrow, and it's going to be fun, and I love sushi, and I love everything, and yeah, I hope everybody has a beautiful day. Please take care of your loved ones, and, yeah, I get whatever. I usually always wrap you guys up with a song, so let's see what I can play for you guys. I'm just gonna be a fucking... The song that I overplay. I love this song. If you guys don't know the song, it's Sundown by Jack Harlow, and it's very good. I'm off the tab with that synthetic sundown. 24 minutes till the shit setting.
I had a 10-second big move, and we teach them big lessons.
Over here.
2-4 coming heavy, like we bench pressing, and I'm gonna deliver every time, just like a sent message.
Yeah.
In the south, then I'm feeling
here it comes.
Like a pimp, you a simp. I don't feel bad for you, I ain't sympathetic. I just hit the peak, got the kids sweating, out of town chick.
Try to show the world a big red is. I'm a big red's nasty. Go ahead and get into it, it's on the fucking embedded.
She said, I'm full of myself.
Go ahead and bust it open. I'ma show you what a big head is. It's such a good line. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great night and take care of your families. And thanks for listening. And yeah, bye.